You are listening to episode 220 of the Peaceful Mind Podcast. Welcome to the Peaceful Mind Podcast, a place for creating the peace of mind you need to be the best mom you were created by God to be. If you want to bring more balance, more joy, and more peace to your motherhood, this is the place for you. I'm your host, certified life coach and Catholic mom, Danielle Tienel. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. This subject is very energy provoking, right? The subject of money. I know that many of you want more peace of mind, to feel better about money in general, your money situation. So today, let's talk about it. I want you to know that some of my favorite, best experiences with coaching has been around this subject. So much did I have like personal kind of challenges and issues with the way that I thought about creating money, having money, getting money, using money, especially around what a lot of us can see as a negative, which is the subject of debt. And through my coaching work, I have really opened up in so many areas by focusing on this one. So if this is something that is a challenge or an issue or a struggle, like struggle bus subject for you, then I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad listening to this podcast. And I hope to, like always, leave you with a different perspective, a different kind of inspiration on maybe how to show up in your life or to be thinking about the subject of money in a way that is going to help you feel more prosperous. And when you feel more prosperous, you are going to attract in your life more of the things that you want. And that's not just around the subject of money, but it's the subject of more prosperous relationships, more prosperous health, more prosperous time. And so really the principles that I'm going to offer you here, they do translate. But for our just kind of tactical, strategic talk, we are actually going to focus on the currency of money today and how to have more peace of mind around it. And I just want to start out by saying that when I coach on this subject, one of the beautiful things that I have related the subject of money to, oftentimes when we take in what seems like an unrelated subject and do the same kind of work around it, it shows you that there are correlations. And I want you to begin this episode by having you correlate the subject of money with the subject of time, okay? Because this is how I look at it and how I have seen it help so many other people and my clients to feel better about money. And that is to see that time and money are both just things. They're circumstances. They just live outside of us. They exist, right? Like, it's not internally we're not money. Money is just it's a piece of paper, right? With a number on it, face of a president, some words, some pictures. But yet, the energy behind it, when we have that piece of paper like in our hands, or we see that number on our online bank account, that energy behind it is everything. But the same thing, this is what I want you to see, the same thing is around time. Time just exists. We all agreed on a 24-hour day-night cycle, right? We all agreed on that. And then there is daytime when the sun is out. There's nighttime when it's the moon. And we just see that time is just outside of us. and how we relate to it, meaning what we think about it, how we feel about it, and what we do with our time is really what creates how we feel about it, how our relationship with it. So the same thing, time and money, they translate over to each other. So if you are a person who is always thinking and believing that you don't have enough time, I want you to see, does that translate for you into thinking and believing you don't have enough money? Do you look at the clock and think, ugh, you know, where has the time gone? Do you look in your wallet and think, ugh, where has the money gone? So I bring this up to tell you that in both instances, when you are someone who wants more peace of mind around your money and you want to feel better about using your time, the pathway and the answer to get there is the same. It is to be very onto yourself and conscious and more deliberate about what you're choosing to think, feel, and do with your time and with your money. And I want to just offer you like this one main kind of principle when it comes to having more peace around money, that if you were to continually return to and continually shift back to whenever you find yourself in dis-ease about money, lack, constriction, pressure, disappointed, discouraged about money, I would love for you to return to this sort of principle. The principle that instead of thinking about money as you're currently thinking about money, shift it to money and everything about it, the supply of it, where it comes from, how much you have, how much is going out, how much you are earning, how much you are receiving, how much you are saving, and the currency and the like the barter system and everything that we use with money in exchange, come back to all of it is God. All of it is God's supply. All of it has to do with Him. And this consciousness, this shift away from the exterior kind of just meaning, societal meaning of money as a thing or a means to getting the material things or the next things you want. What if your consciousness was always on the supply from source, that it's all God's, that He is the supply, that if you receive money, it's coming from Him. If you give away money, you're giving away His money. If you're earning, it's coming from Him, like not the job area where you're thinking. If it's been gifted to you, if you find it, if you get a return in your taxes, it's not really like the government giving back to you what you've like put in, but it you no longer think of it as coming from the government, but you think of it as coming from God's and His supply. So it really is you replacing all of the human earth kind of things that we attribute to money and shift this consciousness and where prosperity is grown is by this shift in alone. All of it being a spiritual connection to money. And if you do that, you will always have peace of mind around money. Because when we don't have peace of mind, it is because So in other words, when we don't have peace of mind, then we're not feeling good and calm. We're feeling negatively. So we are worrying. We're feeling anxious. We are feeling discouraged. We are feeling lack. We are feeling pressure, dis-ease. That is, when that is happening, that is coming from what you're choosing to think about money, about your current situation, your current bank account number. You're thinking about to get more than, you know, will be hard and discomfort, full of discomfort and painful. Or maybe you're in confusion, like, I don't know how to get more. When you're looking at, I don't know, sending your kids maybe to like a school that costs a lot of money, then if you're choosing to think that's hard and I don't know where it would come from, or that's not great that we can't send them where we want to. Again, just notice that when your mind is there, you are not looking at it as a spiritual God supply kind of source. Because if you were, then you would be coming from feelings like certainty, love, hope, trust, curiosity, courage, brave, faith. Do you see? Openness, willingness. You're coming from belief, possibility. You're coming from motivation, inspiration. You're coming from a feeling of generosity, abundance, enoughness. Okay, even when you just hear me say it, do you see the difference? And I think you can go back to times when you have felt tight or worried about money. And I want you to just imagine that place, or maybe you're there now. And notice how important it is that I'm showing you. If you could open up your brain and see all the things that you're thinking about, can you see that when you even think about them now, like, we can't do that, it's not enough, we don't have enough, we won't make it the end of the month, and it's so tight, and I'm worried, and if we'll have the job, and what if we owe a lot in taxes, and I wasn't expecting that bill, and I don't know how we'll ever get through, and like these taxes are a lot, or look at this interest rate, or I'm going to need to borrow and then I'm going to be in debt. And you just feel like, if those are what you are thinking right now, even as I'm saying it, I feel my body tense up. And I have come to the place where I can see that I visually see a wall being built up around me, where I feel trapped almost, when I have that kind of path and line of thinking when it comes to money. But because money is a currency, it's a flow, and I'm asking you today to start thinking of that currency and flow as coming always from God to us and back. You know, we're just like those temporary holders of it, because then we're giving it back is just saying it's not even ours. It's God's and His supply. And when we are feeling those constricted emotions and that wall is like that kind of like virtual wall is built up around us, it is stopping the flow of you receiving prosperity and abundance. But you are creating it. Just because you lose a job, that's not creating the stopping of the flow. It's what you're choosing to think about, the fact that you no longer have that job, is what is going to create whether you create more prosperity or go into more of a poverty mindset. So notice that it's the same. It's the same if you're talking about like a person and your relationship with that person is what you're choosing to think about them. Our relationship with people exists in our minds. It's not the actions that they do or don't do that make us feel connected with them or disconnected. It is what we're choosing to think about them. And the same thing is for our money. I gave this exercise in my group life coaching program a few calls ago about what might change in your life if you start looking at money as a person. Like personifying, right? Personification of a like just tangible item, but making it more like, how are you treating the money you do have right now? Are you like mad at it? Are you angry that it's not enough, that it's not going as far as you think it should go? And are you talking to it like that? See how I'm like, you're personifying money, right? Are you friendly with it? Or are you like a bully with it? And so maybe you can see that if that's something, if you realize you're actually not being very friendly to it and you want a better relationship with it, what would need to change about how you act towards it, how you speak about it, what you're thinking about it? Are you looking at all of its strengths or are you looking at its weaknesses? Are you looking at what it has given you or what it's not giving you right now? Do you see the difference? So personifying our money and seeing it as a relationship, just like you would with a person, is going to be helpful. And again, I've mentioned the same thing works for time. But today I want you to focus on creating more prosperity by redefining your relationship with money and creating more peace of mind about it by really being on to yourself about what you're choosing in your mind to think about money. And I'm offering that the greatest pivot you could take to help you create a better relationship with money, to have more peace of mind around it, to generate more for yourself, is to pivot to thinking about money through it being a spiritual thing, not a physical thing. And spiritual for us, people of faith, we're thinking about it as God and His supply, like all of it is His. That means we're going to trust that what He's giving us right now is what we're supposed to have, because that's what He has given us, because it's all come from Him. And that if we don't have what we want right now, it's because that's how God seems it and deems it to be right now. And then that is perfect for us. And that if when we receive it, it is because it's coming from Him. And when we give it away, it's also even not us. It's like we're giving it away because it's not ours, because it is God's. And so that shift is the most important one that I want you to see. It's the one that has benefited me the greatest. And from this shift, I want to talk about a few things that if you are looking at it as God's supply, there's a few kind of underlining things here. And that is the important to know that that God is like all encompassing, that there is no provision He cannot provide. And His supply is abundant. Prosperity, if we align our thoughts with thinking about it as a divine abundance, you know that my time management course is called Divine Time, because I know the way to have more time in your life and to create more for yourself is to look at it through God's eyes and to see how He's the creator of it all and that He could stop it all today for us, right? So I call it divine time. So I'd like you to also see this as divine money, divine abundance. And when you do, that is how you attract prosperity into your life. So in a nutshell, it is the power of your belief. That's the power we want to tap into. When you want to have more peace of mind about money, you want to be on to what you're believing about money. And I'm suggesting having it believe more that it all, right? I want to affirm that your faith in God, that He has endless provision, and that is the rightful place for you to create that abundance and prosperity that you're after. Also, when you're looking at money, the subject of money in this spiritual realm, you then tap into the law of giving and receiving, which is a law, just like the law of gravity, the law of attraction. There's a law of prosperity, which includes the law of giving and receiving. And that central theme, which is totally around biblical principles, right? When you go ahead and look up the scriptures, like just Google like scriptures that teach us about money philosophy, that comes from our source, comes from God. And that is that giving leads to receiving, right? Generosity and giving it away opens your channels for receiving blessings back, as opposed to hoarding or fear-based saving, which actually blocks prosperity. Now, of course, I am all for saving. I love the consistent action and of saving money that seems very, seems very logical and methodical. And it gives me thoughts that I will have for what I need. Like if I save, then again, like for maybe a possible future scenario, I will be glad. I like the thoughts that it has. But it's very different if we're coming from saving from this feeling of hoarding and needing more and keeping it there. And it has to be here, you know, for if you're always thinking about that it's only being used for emergencies and things. You can see how even when I talk about it in this way, you can see that it's coming from a fear-based place. And that actually blocks your prosperity. We want to get to that open channel. I want you to see money as currency and it's flowing, right? Because that is what happens when we give it away, when we're generous. This can come with your tithing. This can come with giving to a charity. It can come from, you know, just when you're at the restaurant and it comes with giving a tip. Yes, we're not even thinking about it, right, as a tip for their service. We're thinking about it, oh, I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it back to God. Because remember, if everything comes from that supply. So notice how the earthly, mental, like kind of stuck way with money could be when you're thinking about the actual external physical thing of I'm writing this tip out, which will go to this particular person. And I'm asking you to shift so that anytime you tip, you're not even looking at that. You're looking at it, I'm giving this money to God. It's having you focus it on from the spiritual. So I want you to think about how do you feel when you are truly generous? When you're generous with your time, when you're volunteering, or maybe you've given gifts to people, or you're generate with donation, or you're tithing, right? How that opens you up. But what we're saying when you do tithe is that is a feeling of trusting, right? Trusting into giving back what's due for God, and that that we feel and trust, like that's not going to be a problem to not have that money because we know that that money will come back to us. This law of giving and receiving, if you start to look at your money in this way, as opposed to hoarding and feeling, I don't know, tight or constricted with your giving, let's become as generous. And when we give, we will receive. Another aspect that helps me make it more spiritual is to believe and visualize. This is kind of underlining in all of my kind of my coaching and my process to help moms create the life they want. You first have to know what it is and visualize that. So I want you to watch yourself when you are visualizing your things going wrong, things not having enough money, never getting to go on that vacation you want, or even just looking at the pay stub that comes and thinking like it's not enough. I want you to start visualizing your life abundantly as if you are actively, it's on its way what it is you want, that it's a given, that if you've asked for God, you will receive. I want you to affirm to yourself of all the things you already have and the strong belief and get really like definitely specific in your visualization of what you want to attract, because you have to know that exactly in order to attract it. And then there's so much fear and negative thinking around money. And these, I want you to see, are your major obstacles to prosperity. You will need to replace them. If you want to open yourself up to more abundance and prosperity and have more money, or to be able to give more money away and to receive it and to save it, you will, and to spend it, you will need to replace your current patterns of thinking around money with ones that are more positive, that are more faith-based, and just more constructive, that follow that the laws of prosperity. And so if you are someone who is fearful and worries a lot about money and has always struggled with this subject and come from a poverty mindset, I really urge you to focus on this work. I would love to help you, but just know that it will, what the work you do is going to enhance in all the subjects and categories of your life. And the principles that you learn from someone who has a different, more positive, more abundant relationship with money, one that's more of ease, but most of all, one that's tapping into the heavenly principles of money instead of this earthly kind of schooling that we're given on finance. That's the game changer. And I would really urge you to seek out help into transforming that relationship. I want you to also just advocate as one, I'm advocating for one of your goals for you to move into a more spiritual approach to prosperity. The importance of putting your faith into action. It's one thing to read what a scripture says about money than it is to actually do it. It is going to be hard. It'll be uncomfortable. It won't be something that you're used to because it's new. But if we first ask for divine inspiration, if we first go to Him to help us, then you will receive that help. Gratitude. I'm just going to go right into the importance of this. It just always seems to circle back to this, right? I talk about that a lot in when I give you strategies to help you have more peace of mind in other subjects. And money is no different. Gratitude is such a powerful tool for attracting prosperity. By being grateful for what you already have, you then align yourself with that vibration of abundance. And then that in itself will attract more reasons into your life, more things, more experiences, more reasons for you to be grateful. Everyone, like attracts like. And the same thing with this money. This is why when people have prosperous lives and they have abundance, why do they more easily attract more? It's because they're already in that high vibration, that emotional state of feeling good about their money, that it attracts more. They stay, their minds are in a place of looking for giving, receiving, and abundance, and how they feel certain and they feel free. These are all feelings, everyone. And this is what attracts actually the tangible thing of money into our life, is the change in that feeling. And for me, there's no greater feeling than that trust in God's divine intercession and divine supply. When I think about money that way, I don't have to be worried that it's not going to be there. I don't have to be graspy for it. When I feel that faith and certainty, when I'm looking at money in that perspective. So, and I want to say, like, this is not just about financial wealth too, but abundance in itself is literally a state of consciousness. So we can have abundance in all areas of our life, but it will require a shift in your state of consciousness. And this is what I want you to be more conscious about, that the simple truth is that money at its core is its energy. It is not just a number. It's just not a pile of papers. It is a flow. It's a currency. It's an emotion. It's a motion. That energy is, it's a vibration. It moves. And the amount we have or don't have is a direct reflection of the energy we carry around about it. And that energy, that emotion is created from our beliefs. So I can almost tell somebody's belief in what they're thinking by how prosperous they are. And this is why we can see the actual examples of how is it that we have some people who we would say like are in poverty that choose to or stay there even as much as they try to leave that state of poverty, and that there are people who were in those same circumstances, but yet we could look at them as they got out of the poverty. It took the person who, quote, got out, it took them not seeing their actual tangible environment and believing that that was just how things were, how things are, or that they just didn't have the capabilities, or that that was just their lot. And there are some people who, like, they don't need any more tangible things. They have a wonderful, abundant, prosperous life and feel good about it. Whereas we would look at it and say they might not have, quote, a lot of money, but they have a joy. And how is that possible? How is that possible that two people meet the same circumstances and one becomes, you know, is able to become more prosperous or have more money, if that's how we're talking about it, or someone who has like the most wonderful, joyous life, and we would look at them and say, well, they don't have a lot. It's because it's not the exterior. It's what's going on inside of us that is the game changer. So looking at money this way, as that currency, as it moves, and that it's reflecting our current beliefs, then what would you want to be changing, tweaking, believing differently about what your life and about your money that would then reflect a different outside right now for you. So that is shifting your mindset from scarcity to abundance, because your perception of money directly influences its presence in your life. I feel like that right there bears repeating, okay? Your perception of money directly influences its presence in your life. And again, I'm reiterating, the perception of money that I'd like you to switch to, offering you, inviting you to, of course, nothing here you have to, but if you want to have more peace of mind, if your perception of money was now around it being God's and his supply and coming from him and giving back to him, how might that influence? And I feel like it's the greatest influence to increase the presence of money in your lives. I know that many of us, busy moms, especially when I work with those that don't work outside the home or they're collecting like or what they're thinking they're not contributing financially to their family. And I always offer you absolutely are, because money isn't that direct exchange with you holding down a job and then getting paid like from a check. When the work you are doing as a mom in your home and raising children and feeding them, bathing them, you know, taking them to soccer practice and to get, like that is a contribution to God's supply. See how it's changed? Like, I don't want you to see that as the exchange. I want you to see it as the heavenly exchange, right? But I know you're juggling bills, there's childcare costs, you're trying to save for your future. All the while, you're dreaming of it being more prosperous. But here's the game changer. I'm telling you that the keys to unlocking that prosperity lies in aligning your financial practice with divine principles. That's right. The Bible does offer us profound insights on how to handle money. It emphasizes like stewardship of it. Like we see it, like we're a steward of God's supply, right? It's like temporary. It's the same thing with our kids, right? God's given them, but they're really not ours. They're his. And we have them temporary. We're just a steward to take care of it while we have it. But then they go on their own life. I want you to start thinking about money that way. And the Bible teaches about generosity, about the giving, that that is how you will receive more, is from generous. And when we feel so much more grateful than we have about money in the past, that is how we were able to become more generous. I think it starts from that gratefulness. And then the spiritual realm shows us to trust in God's provision. If you look back at your life, can you see where there's a time when you thought you were like not going to be able to cover something and then it shows up? I know that that's what happened to me when I was first making that decision to send my kids to Catholic schools, three of them, and how much it cost. And I was getting all caught up with thinking about like, oh, from this year all the way till they graduate, how many years and how much that will all cost. And that's so much. And we don't have it and things like that. And when I switched to thinking about God has always provided, and I've asked him that for him to bless this decision. And then when I had to take my human action myself and decide and ask my gut that this is what felt like was right for me, my kids, my family, then I went to the trust in his provisions. He had provided up until now. What made me think that he wouldn't provide going forward? And I also kept my focus on just that year, that time when tuition was due. And it did appear. That trust in him, we were able to do it. And so then it just reinforced, yes, God provides for me. He provides. And even if it didn't come, I would also go to the thought that, oh, this is what he must want for me. If you didn't end up being able to pay it year after year, you could still look at it as, oh, this was from him and this wasn't his like direction. So then it would help you maybe move more to a different decision that would be on his path. But it's still having us align with divine principles. So I'm just inviting you all today. It's not scripted. I'm really just talking off of my mind. So maybe it does feel like it's a little jumbled, but I'm hoping that there is going to be some takeaways that you can come that helps you see where it's you who create the peace around money. It's not money and the amount of it creating whether you feel good or feel peace about it or not. I'm asking you and inviting you today to a new way of thinking about money. The money that you currently have, thinking about that differently, thinking about how to generate more. I want you to think about through the laws of prosperity rather than merely man's ways of having more money. Because if you're someone who first goes to, what do I need to cut out? Where's the coupon for this? Notice that that's coming from that fear-based lack energy. I want you to acknowledge that everything comes from God. Our resources, our time, and yes, our money, the gifts are entrusted to us. And when we start seeing money as part of God's abundance, our relationship with it begins to change. So instead of you saying, I can't afford this, how about shift to that, if I could afford this, how would I figure out what would I do next? How can I afford this? This like little simple twist comes like, it moves you from lack to curiosity. The simple question, it opens up possibilities. It will spark creativity and it aligns with prosperity. It's about seeing opportunities for abundance everywhere. Like God is everywhere. Like we can notice like the comparison of a rose. If we looked at a rose, don't we look at it and we're like, this is stunning. It is beautiful. I mean, we can all agree, right? It is God's creation. This plant, the color, how it opens, closes. It's revered. Yes, the rose. Now just think of $20, a $20 bill, a $100 bill. It's the same thing. How we look at the rose if we were looking at that $100 bill, if we're looking at this is from God. He created it. It's his. It's beautiful. It's so intricate and it's amazing what it can bring me, get me. Just like the joy of looking at a bouquet of roses, you see the joy of even a bouquet of money, but even what that money can then buy and the joy that that would bring to you. Don't know where that kind of metaphor came from, but maybe it lands with one or two of you out there. If so, I'm going to name 2 Corinthians 9:6. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. I just want to see, are you kind of the miser type? Is there fear of giving some money away or being generous with it because you are coming from that means less for me? Well, what if the opposite is true, that generosity actually creates your cycle of abundance? That the more generous you are, the more you will attract prosperity into your own life. That by law, that is actually what has to happen. So when you give, whether it's time, money, give love, you're opening yourselves up to receive the exact same things in return. I just love the freedom that comes with this way of looking at money, and I hope you do too. Now, how do we apply this? How do we get started? Start small. Look for opportunities for you to be more generous with your means. Really kind of like invest in your relationships and think about money as a relationship, as one of your relationships too. And so cultivate it. Cultivate the type of relationship you want with people with your money. Cultivate gratitude, more gratitude, always. This gratitude, it shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, and it will magnify your abundance. Okay, I really could, I've seen, this is a long episode, and it's not even an interview episode. This was really me rambling, but I do hope that there was some kind of open shift perspective. And I know your brain might be saying, well, how do I do this? And I want you to know this, the how is what is taught inside of my life coaching program, because how we do one thing is how we do all things. So the tools and the process and what you learn inside will apply to like wholeheartedly 100% to your relationship with money. Okay, everyone, I hope you embrace divine principles. I hope you trust in God's provision. I hope you practice generosity, and I hope you open your heart to the abundant life that He has waiting for you right now and that's in store for you in your future. And it starts with your relationship with money and creating that peace of mind intentionally on purpose and seeing that you are the one who does that. Money doesn't give you peace of mind. You create peace of mind around money. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you found inspiration. I can't wait to talk to you about another subject next week. And until then, may peace be with you always. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Peaceful Mind Podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you could subscribe and leave a review. It not only supports the podcast, but ensures you don't miss out on future episodes packed with insights and tools to create peace of mind in your busy mom life. And if you're of the Catholic faith like me or any Christian mom seeking to feel better in any area of your life and to show up more calm, connected, and confident, I can help. Become an empowered mom who knows how to bring about the changes you desire, no matter the circumstances. Whether you need one-on-one guidance to get there, prefer a group coaching program with like-minded women, or a self-study course, I've got you covered. Explore my private one-on-one packages, join my Busy to Balance group life coaching program, or delve into my signature course, Divine Time. To find out which path is right for you, let's meet and see what's the best fit. Schedule a free call with me at danielletienel.com or send me a direct message on Facebook or Instagram at Danielle Tienel Coaching. And also, don't forget to get your copy of my book, The Cyclone Mom Method, How to Call on Your God-Given Power to Remain Calm, in Control, and Confident as a Busy Mom. Dive into the digital and bonus audio version when you go to book.danielletienel.com/new-book. You'll find all the details in the show notes too. Until next time, peace be with you always.